Baron Zeal. There's been an explosion.
What was that? Was it the refinery?
No, something by the Gaudies.
Just let me get dressed, then lead the way.
The Baron raced barefoot across the floor of his master bedroom, pausing only to snatch up his spikes and fur robe. As he ran through the big house, he cinched the waist tight with its matching fur belt.
All right, let's go!
The Baron's personal transportation was a passionate pink 1997 Lincoln Town Car, with side and rear window glass replaced with 1-inch tempered steel plate. The front windshield was likewise protected, except for the driver's obslit. Armored skirts covered all the wheel wells, defending the tires from everything but rocket attack and cannon fire. What with all the added weight it carried, the town car was a sluggish performer on the uphill climb to the big house. But this trip was all in the other direction. The Lincoln fairly roared down into the heart of Virtue Lake. When Zeal jumped from the wag, he saw at once that one of the small war wags had exploded, taking with it the transport parked alongside. The combined blast effect was devastating. Ground Zero had been in the middle of the mini mall parking lot, which was now marked by a huge smoking crater. 90 feet away, two of the storefronts were completely demolished, turned into nothing more than heaps of smoldering debris. All the other facades were scorched and windowless. There were human bodies and body parts strewn far and wide.
What the hell happened here?
This traitor must have mined his fucking wags. One of my drivers probably touched this off by accident.
You mean they're all mined?
Well, most likely.
Can't we deactivate them?
Well, maybe and maybe not. Traitor's no triple stoop. He's got to have 5 backups for every detonator we find. It only takes one to make things go boom.
Oh, that dirty shit. I want everyone cleared out of this area at once. Everyone! I want an armed perimeter set up around the Gaudies. Rope off the whole area! No one is to enter without my permission. If anyone tries, chill him! No warning shots, aim to kill. Levi! This doesn't make me happy.
Chest to chest, Shabazz could see Baron Zeal with a clarity that he'd rather not have. The Baron's mascara had badly smeared, blurring on his eyelids, turning the sockets into black pits. The lipstick on his mouth had likewise spread far and wide, and the makeup on his cheeks and chin had dried out and begun to flake. He was a fright to behold.
This doesn't make me happy at all! Why the hell did you bring Traitor's Wags into my ville if you thought they might be booby-trapped?
I didn't think that. Who would? I mean, he's riding in the goddamn things himself. He's got to be out of his mind to run a booby-trapped convoy on these roads.
I'd say Traitor knew exactly what he was doing. Now that he has his wags, we can't move them a foot, let alone use them to reach our objective. If they all blow, it could level the whole town. The way things stand now, my Gaudies are out of business. No telling what it took to set off the first blast. Maybe a goddamn sneeze! I can't have drunks and jolt heads wandering around a fleet of live bombs. I'm going to have some real trouble if the Gaudies don't come online in short order. That's how I keep my workforce happy.
Well, you can always set them up someplace else till we get this straightened out.
Oh, yes, of course. Let's line the mattresses up in the street. Let's serve white lightning from the curb. Somehow it doesn't seem quite the same to me. The only thing we can do is make Traitor disarm the mines.
You don't make a man like Traitor do anything. He's gonna want something in return. Something big.
Like?
Well, like his freedom, maybe all his wags back, and oh, goddammit! He's the one down the shithole, but the fucker still got us by the short hairs.
Maybe not. Maybe he doesn't know what he really wants until we show it to him. Come on, let's take a ride!
Well, that didn't take long.
Wake up, traitor!
Oh, I'm awake. Hard to sleep, what with that explosion. You know, somehow I figured you and the Baron would be around right sharpish. You ready to deal?
Get him out of there!
The cage was promptly opened, and Traitor was unceremoniously pulled from the cell.
So what's it gonna be, gentlemen? Your money or your lives?
I'm not talking serious business out here in the open. Get in the back of my wag.
They headed for the open door of the rear compartment. As Traitor started to get in, Zeal stopped him with a hand on the shoulder.
Take off those boots of yours first. I don't want what they got on them stinking up my wag.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Pig shit. Wonder where that came from.
Just ditch the boots.
Trader obliged and climbed in the wag in his bare feet.
We've got a proposition for you.
And that is?
We know you've got your wag's mind. We can't move him. And we need them for a big job.
Yeah, real big job.
So that's the reason you had me swing by Virtue Lake. You don't want my cargo, you want my wags.
You've heard of Spearpoint, of course.
Everybody's heard of it.
Well, we found it.
You mean you think you found it?
Oh, I'm sure enough to bet everything I've got on it. Everything you've got, too.
Where is it? Is it close?
Close enough. How'd you like to be in for a full 10th share of the proceeds?
In return for which, you want me to turn my crews and wags over to you.
All we need are skeleton crews. My people will do the rest.
We also need guarantees that the wags won't blow up on us.
Trader lifted his right foot, hooking the heel over the top of his left thigh, and started to look at the horny hunk of callus on his big toe.
Must be some near-nuclear shit to cut through between here and Spearpoint. Otherwise, you could do the job with your own wags. But you don't have anywhere near the firepower, do you?
What's your answer?
Trader used the edge of his fingernail to scrape some of the dead skin away.
Oh, I'm gonna need more than a 10th share.
How much, then?
My wags, my score. I'll give you two a total of 20% off the top. No more. The rest is mine.
What? Why, you son of a bitch! Son of
whoa, whoa! Wait a minute! You calm the fuck down.
I'm gonna take this piece of shit outside and gut him! And after I pull out his innards, I'm gonna loop him around his neck and strangle him to death!
Easy, easy. We just need to do some negotiating here.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, if we explain things to Trader in a way he can understand, maybe we will change his mind.
Zeal, you can barely negotiate your way out of a latrine.
Well, how about this for negotiation? I pull the rest of your crew out of the cells. I take them and you over to the refinery where I have some special motivational equipment already set up. All I need is an hour or so and I'll adjust your fucking attitude.
Oh, it's already adjusted. I'll make it 30%. That's my final offer.
Shit, you don't know when to quit, do you?
I never quit.
We'll see about that. I'm gonna give you my special tour. It's a real eye-opener.